from WPTL Sports. It's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fieberness.
We're coming to you live on WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. This is Pisgah High School Softball. This afternoon, it's a non-conference softball showdown between a pair of powerhouses who also happen to be intense rivals. The 4-0 Pisgah Black Bears, ranked number one in Class 2A, host the 3-1 Inca Jets, a perennial power in Class 3A. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fieberness alongside my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, two long-term rivals with a rich history of playing some really exciting softball games meet on the field for the first time in the 2012 season.
Yeah, this is something that the girls have been waiting on. Last year, this was the game that Logan Matthews hurt her ankle in, and we missed her for the whole first half of the conference, and we lost that game. So this was one that the girls really wanted, and they're looking forward to playing their rivals, and I think it's going to be a tough matchup today. We got Case from Inca that's going to be pitching today. She's won one game so far, but Kaylee Anderson is probably their best pitcher. She pitched last night against T.C. Robertson. This bunch beat T.C. Robertson in the bottom of the 7th inning, 8-7, and Case hit the winning run in. So this is going to be a tough battle for the Black Bears coming up, early in the season.
Do you like playing these games? If you're Serena Goodwin, do you really like playing these type of games? Inca's Inca. I mean, when you talk softball, Pisgah's Pisgah, Inca's Inca. You know what you're going to get when you get out there. You're going to get a complete game, total effort out of both teams. But are you ready for this kind of intense battle, or do you like that this early in the season?
Serena loves this. This is what she's had a hard time filling her schedule with tough competition. She really likes playing tough competition. It's only going to make her team better. That was evident last year. When it comes down to the state championship, our team was better. They were ready to meet the competition no matter what they threw at us. And these games like this, and T.C. Robertson and Crest and all these things that she has tried to schedule, is just going to make us better. We might win some, we might lose some, but at the end is when it's really going to count.
Well, the Pisgah Black Bears, starting off the season 4-0, winning two doubleheaders, started the season, the 2012 season, on Saturday with a doubleheader sweep of Hiawatha Dam, beating the Eagles 10-0 and 1-0, and then turned around and played another Eagle team, the East Henderson Eagles, and beat them on a doubleheader on pretty much a rain-soaked day that we'll never forget as broadcasters, as they beat East Henderson in Game 1, 8-0, and then won the 13-5 game. And I felt sorry for both pitchers or anybody that stepped inside the circle in Game 2 because it was in a downpour and they just couldn't get a grip of the ball.
They couldn't get a grip, and like I was telling you earlier, the fingertips is what these softball players, they use to control the grip of the ball, to get the movement, the rise, the drop, the curve, the screwball. I mean, it's completely different than pitching in baseball, where you've got a smaller ball, you can grip the ball, and you split your fingers and slip in your fastballs and stuff like that. The girls depend more on their fingertips to control the ball, and it was a hard day. They were just glad to get them two in the books and get it over with.
Well, today's completely different than it was Monday. Today, temperatures are running around 77 degrees, as high some places as 81 degrees. Sunny, there are a few clouds in the sky, so it is a beautiful day. There's hardly any wind. When we come back, we're going to go over the starting lineups and talk about some of the gaudy numbers that the Pisgah Black Bears have put up in the first four games. So, folks, we'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM's broadcast of Pisgah softball. We're in the home half of our pregame show, and as the Pisgah Black Bears are taking the field for their pregame warmups, and Rhonda, let's talk a little bit about some of the gaudy numbers that the Pisgah Black Bears have put up in the first four games. They have eight batters batting over the 400 mark and one at 375. And ironically, the team batting average is 375, so sort of gaudy. 38 hits and 88 official times at bat. You got your leading hitter with a 583. Well, you know, let's just say the M&M Club has expanded. The girls, you know, the M&M Club has expanded to four girls now. Irvin, Mahala Irvin's batting 583. Micah James batting 555. Logan Matthews is batting 375. And Michaela Tipton batting an even 500. I mean, come on, Rhonda.
I told you beginning of the year that these girls were going to be, the bats were not going to be the problem. I thought that coming up off that JV squad that we'd have bigger batters, and we have so far with Sheridan Presley. I mean, she had a career day the other day against East Henderson. So, and then, you know, it just, and Michaela Tipton worked all summer long on her hitting, and it's already starting to pay off. So I don't think hitting's going to be the problem with this bunch of girls. It's going to be just them getting used to the new ones in the two positions that were missing, and that would be Jamie Googe and Haley Worley that graduated off that state championship thing.
Well, one of those players is sophomore Sheridan Presley, who has stepped in and completely filled those shoes. Sheridan Presley is 5-for-11 on the season with a .454 batting average. She leads the team with six RBIs and three stolen bases. And then you go around and look, you know, you have Mahala Irvin, four RBIs, James, five RBIs, Matthews, four RBIs, and this is just in the first four games, so obviously you're putting up some serious numbers. This team has already hit in the four games eight doubles and one triple, and Presley is the one that has that triple. So you talk about Sheridan Presley. So far in the first four games, she has done an outstanding job.
I'm kind of curious today to see how she does defensively, because today's team is one she's wanting to play against.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been wanting this game for a while. Last year she's on JV. This year she's on varsity. This is something that she wants. I'm kind of curious to see if it's just the adrenaline gets going up and she can play well, or if it's she gets too hot. Mm-hmm. You know, some players can get too up for games and they kind of crash. But I'm kind of curious to see how she plays. Defensively, so far she's done a really well job. A couple of miscues on a couple of grounders and stuff, but I don't see any problem in defensively in second base. I mean, I can't wait to see her play today.
Speaking about the defense, the Black Bears defense has only committed two errors in the first four games, and you gotta love that. I mean, if you get the pitching, you're getting the hitting, and then you're playing outstanding defense. This is almost resembling a team that's in mid-season form in the early part of the season.
Yeah, but Serena won't tell you that. Coach Goodman won't tell you that. She'll tell you, we know there's still things we got to work on. As a matter of fact, I've never seen a coach will say, I'm happy with the way my team is. They always find something they need to work on. And defensively, she still thinks that there's a lot of things they need to work on defensively, and most of it is getting used to each other, learning each other, getting into that groove. And the more they play together, the better they're going to get.
Well, and making her first appearance as far as a starter this year, she did get an at-bat in that first game of the Monday doubleheader against East Henderson. She's back with, you know, her strained neck seems to be healed up, and that is Caitlin Hanna, the senior, who is another person who can absolutely hit and jack the long ball.
She can hit it out of the ballpark big time. She's tall, she's lanky, she don't look like she's got a lot of power, but folks, I've seen that girl knock it in the river several times. She is a big bat, a huge bat. And if you got the batting averages that Chuck Moore just went over with you, if we got that and you add one more, that's 8 and 9 batters you got that are just extremely, it gets you to where if you're a pitcher, you cannot relax. You know, usually you have one or two hitters that you can say, phew, I don't have to throw the hard stuff. I can relax on this. I don't have to worry about them jacking it out. And where you don't have to concentrate as much. Because you've got to concentrate on every pitch you throw because you don't know when they're going to jack it out. You've got so many big hitters.
And Bianca Burnett, the gazelle out in center field, is also a gazelle out in a terror, a domestic terror on the bases. Burnett is batting 400, 4 for 10 on the season with 3 stolen bases and has been walked once. And then, you know, with her splendid defense, I mean, it's just been an outstanding performance from top to bottom in the order. And moving over to inside the circle, today's pitcher for Pisgah will be Logan Matthews. She's 3-0 on the season, has a 0.00 ERA in 13 innings of pitching. She has struck out 12 batters, walked 4. She did give up 2 runs, but both of those runs in that second inning to East Henderson when it was starting to rain were unearned runs. It was created off of an error.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you got to look at this thing and say, you know, she's getting the pitching. You got Michaela Tipton at 1-0, also with a 0.00 ERA in 5 innings of work.
And the one thing they worked about this past summer with Bianca Burnett is to get her on base. It doesn't matter how she gets there. Get her on base because she's such a domestic terror on the back. She runs so well. It's as if it's a drag bump, whatever. They worked on her button this year to try to get her on base.
While the home plate and field umpire meet at the plate with the managers, we'll go over quickly the lineup. Starting lineup for the Inca Jets will be leading off and playing center field will be Kiara Porche. Batting second and playing left field will be Kylie Anderson. Batting third, the first baseman, Sydney Davis. Doing the catching and batting cleanup is Brenna West. Batting right field and batting and in the fifth hole is Jordan Harris. Batting sixth and doing the pitching is Kristen Case. Batting seventh and third, playing third base is Chloe Trexler. Batting eighth and doing the designated hitting will be Shelby Miller. And batting ninth and the shortstop will be Brooke Adams. Over on the Pisgah side, the lineup is familiar in the first two games that they've had in first games of the doubleheader. Leading off for Pisgah is number 4, playing center field, Bianca Burnett. Batting second and playing second base is number 3, Sheridan Presley. Batting third and doing the catching is Mahala Irvin. Batting fourth and playing shortstop is Micah James. Batting fifth and doing the pitching is Logan Matthews. Batting sixth and the designated hitter will be Michaela Tipton. Batting seventh and playing third base is Caitlin Hanna. Batting eighth and playing right field is Hannah Hudson. And batting ninth and playing left field will be Taylor Gallion. Michaela Tipton will be designated hitting for first baseman Sidney Parris. So that's the order of the lineup that Serena Goodwin is set for this game, and it is a big game.
And like I said, she's still tweaking with her lineup. You see Michaela Tipton in today's designated hitting, which I thought that would happen sooner, you know, maybe a little sooner than it did, but she just wanted to give Sidney Parris a chance to get out there, and you still see Sidney hit some games. She's still trying to get her batting down, but I'll tell you right now, as far as first base defense, you'll find a better first base defensive player than Sidney Parris.
Well, we're going to stay here as they are introducing the starting lineups first for the Jets. And while they're doing that, we'll kind of lead us into the first pitch and the national anthem, then followed by the first pitch. So far this season, inside the circle, we've had 3 complete shutouts. Matthews has 2 of them. She won 2 8-0 games, one against Hiawassee Dam and East Henderson, and then Michaela Tipton has a shutout, complete game shutout, which was the second game against Hiawassee Dam, which was a 1-0 game. And the most K's so far this season in a game was Logan Matthews, 7 against the Eagles of Hiawassee Dam. So, you know, they're throwing their ace, we're throwing our ace. These two teams like to play each other, but they're friends off the field, but when they cross the lines, Rhonda, there's no friendship. friendship, right?
No, there's no friendship today. And like I said last, during the exhibition game, if anybody was listening, we had some girls from Inca that's been on our team that has played. And that's kind of got a little bit of animosity with the Inca players because they don't like them leaving over there and coming over here. So that's the reason it's come beginning to be a rivalry. It's because of the players that come over here and play. But look, I'm telling you, this is truth, and I'm not because I'm a business fan. But if I had a daughter who played softball and I wanted her to go to college, I would want to put her in the best program that I knew she was going to get a chance to get a college scholarship. So, you know, why not go to Pismo? You have a good chance. We talked about it against the extension. How many players are in the college ranks right now that were playing for Pismo?
Absolutely, and a lot of players also from Haywood County because you can take all those Pismo players that are playing collegiate ball. I think it kind of broke the ice is when Cat Gooch went to Catawba College and had the great success at the Division II level, and she was a star for the Black Bears for 4 years, and she's one of my all-time favorite ball players because she played the game hard, and she played the game the way the game was supposed to be played.
Well, and there you go. It takes one player to get the attention of these college scouts, and once you play Fisga and they remember Cat Gooch, then they're going to remember, they're going to come and start checking out the program. When you start putting out players like Cat Gooch and Haley Pace and the players that are playing in the ranks, the Cochran girl, Allie Cochran, I mean, you look how many players are in, it might not be Division I, it don't have to be Division I. It's a college scholarship that is paid for.
Well, as they're completing the lineup and the introduction of the Pisgah Black Bears, folks, not only you can listen to WPPL 920 AM on your radio dial, is that you can also go to the internet and go to WPTLradio.net. That's WPTLradio.net. And ladies and gentlemen, we rise now for the playing of our national anthem. All the formalities of this rivalry game is over with. We're about ready to get started. And as the Pisgah Black Bears take the field, we'll give you a reset of their defensive lineup. Over at first base will be Sidney Paris. Second baseman will be Sheridan Presley. Shortstop will be Micah James. Third baseman. And back from the injured reserve list is Caitlin Hanna. Out in left field is Taylor Gallion. Center field is Bianca Burnett. Right fielder is Hannah Hudson. Doing the catching behind the plate is Mahala Irvin, and on the mound with a 3-0 mark this season is the ace of the staff, Logan Matthews. And there's the set of the defense for the Black Bears. And folks, this is a standing room only crowd. Stands are packed. People are lined up down the left and right field line. So what a beautiful place, beautiful day to play a game, especially when it's Pisgah and Inca on the softball diamond.
Yeah, it's good to see the girls. They got to pull out their shorts today because it's really warm out here. And this is what the uniform they wore when they won the state championship. So, you know, this is kind of like, they like to wear the shorts. They were the only team down in state that had shorts on. The rest of the girls had pants, and they were absolutely roasting because it was like 90 degrees down there.
Inca will be dressed in all navy blue, and the Pisgah will be in all black today. As Logan Matthews gets her final chit-chat with her battery mate, Mahala Irvin.
Oh, and by today. Today is their birthday.
Number two, Kiara Porsche.
Well, hopefully they'll get a birthday present. So Kiara Porsche will lead off for the Inca Jets playing center field. As we're about set to start this confrontation between the Jets and the Black Bears. Porsche bats from the left-hand side. Logan Matthews' first pitch of the game. Ball low. The smell of hot dogs fills the air.
Yeah, they were cooking them when we were coming to set up the equipment. They really smelled good.
Matthews' next pitch swung on and dribbled over to first baseman. Flips over to Presley. Not in time, so that's going to be an infield single for Porsche. Presley was late getting there. That ball was an in-betweener between first and second base. Sydney Parris took it.
She acted like she hesitated a minute before she took off. I wasn't sure if Sydney was going to get it or if she needed to get it.
So Porsche is on first, nobody out, and that brings up Kylie Anderson, who's the left fielder for the Jets. Pitch squared around and bunted foul. Inca, Rhonda, is known for its small ball.
Oh, yeah, that's how they generate a lot of their runs. Not a lot of power hitters, but known for being able to bunt. They do it very well.
Signs are given by the Jets' third base coach, Logan Matthews sets. Here's her next pitch. Swung on and hopped up to first baseman Sheridan Presley. Flips over to first in time to retire Kylie Anderson. So that is the first out of this inning. She grounds out to Sheridan Presley, and that's going to bring the number three hitter, the first baseman, Sydney Davis. Another right-hander as Porsche moves down to second base.
They're not getting any good swings on Logan right now. They're like they're hacking at it, and that's the reason it's been infield.
First pitch is way up high for a ball.
Logan's starting out a little bit better today. Her pitches are not as low.
Wind blowing out to left field from home plate to left. Here's the next pitch. Just missed low and inside. Our umpires today, behind the plate is Larry Williams. Out in the field is Eddie Lance. We have a little time as the field umpire, Eddie Lance, is talking to Logan. What was the separation of her hands?
He must have, she must be hiding the ball, but they... Gave the runner to third. It's kind of like a balk in baseball.
So Porsche goes down to third on the balk.
It's kind of like a balk. You can't hide the ball. And that's one of the...
And that is a ball in the count. So that last pitch was fouled down the third baseline by Davis. So Porsche's at third with one out. And the next pitch is swung on and missed by Davis. Brings the count to 2-2. With one out here in the top of the first inning and no score, but the Jets have a runner at third base. Matthews is ready. The big windup just missed on the inside part of the plate for a ball.
Mahala framed that one for a little while. She's asking him where he wants it. She's a politician. I tell you, the girl's going in the wrong field.
So the count is full to Davis. Here's Matthews' pitch. Popped up to left field as Taylor Gallion goes back. That's going to be deep enough. That goes over her head. So that's going to be a double. Because she drifted, and that's going to be an RBI for Sydney Davis.
Just like she's got sunglasses on. It's just like she lost it in the sun. I don't know if she just lost it in the sun or what the deal was, but she has sunglasses on.
That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter and catcher, Brenna West, with a runner on second, one out. And the Jets lead 1-0 here in the top of the first inning. First pitch is low for a ball.
The Bears might be a little nervous. I know this is a big game.
Ball low. She's around the plate, just missing.
either high or low.
So it's two balls, no strikes. Ball back by Brenna West.
She timed
that well, didn't she?
She's getting that look on her face. She's getting a little, what's the word I want to say, a little more focused, I should say. That would be politically correct way of saying it. You can tell the smirk on her face.
Pitch is in the dirt, picked up by Irvin, but not in time as Davis skedaddles down to third, and now the Jets have a runner on third and still with one out. Swung on and lined into the gap, a line drive, and picked up a Bianca Burnett, so that's going to be a base hit and an RBI, and now the Jets lead 2-0. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Jordan Harris, batting in the five hole.
This is the reason you have such a veteran catcher. She's going out there talking to to Logan right now, because she knows Logan's a little aggravated. She can tell in her expressions because Dump's not giving her what she wants. But she's probably going out there and calmed her down. Coach don't have to go out there, and that's why she's such a good catcher.
Harris stepping in, cleaning up the right-handed hitter's box. Gets us low for a ball. So Matthews has given up two earned runs this inning. The wind starts to pick up, blowing directly from home to left center. Pop up into the infield. Sheridan Presley calls for the ball as Sidney Paris grabs the ball.
Both of them, I thought they were going to run into each other, knock it out of their gloves like you see in baseball. I don't know if they couldn't hear who was calling it or what the deal is.
I saw Sheridan Presley calling the ball.
And that's one thing that they worked on in practice, is calling for the ball.
And that's going to bring up the pitcher, Kristen Case, who's also a right-handed hitter.
And she's the one that won the game for him last night.
Chuck Swing over for a strike, though, says home plate umpire Larry Williams. Usually when you get these games, you get great umpires, and I think we've got a pair of good umpires for this game. Ball in the dirt, picked up by Irvin, so it makes the count even at 1-1. With two outs here in the top of the first inning, Inca has scored two runs and has a runner on first base. Swung on and grounded foul down the third base line. And that puts Case in the hole, one ball, two strikes. Logan Matthews ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on again, line foul down off the screen of the third base dugout of Piscus. She was way ahead of that pitch. Sort of looked like a changeup.
Yeah, it did. She's trying to change the eye level and trying to change the pitches so that they can't get fixed on one.
Swung on and grounded over to Micah James at short. Throws over to first in time as Sidney Paris snaps that ball. And that's going to be all for the Jets. They get two runs on three hits. And as we move to the middle of the first inning, Inca 2, Piscus coming to bat.
Piscus Black Bear Girls Softball, sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. That was not a very good start for the Bears, but Serena's got them pulled out, talking to them. Don't know if they're playing tight or what the deal is, but two runs is not an insurmountable lead that we can't come back from with the hitters we got.
You know, you had talked about it in the preview article that you did in the Mountaineer newspaper about a week ago, and that was you were talking about how will Piscus handle having the bullseye on their back. Having the defending state, playing the defending state 2A champions, you know you're coming in to play a very talented team, and the teams are going to be bringing their A game.
It's just like the Dallas Cowboys of football. When Tom Landry was there and they won all them championships, or the Pittsburgh Steelers when Mean Joe Green was there. Whenever they played, no matter how bad the team was, they always brought to play the best best game. And these teams are going to play their best game against us no matter what.
Well, Kristen Case has gone inside the circle for the Jets, and due up for the Black Bears will be Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, and Michaela Irvin are scheduled up to face the right-handed pitcher for Inca, Kristen Case. This is a beautiful day for a game. Packed house, hot dogs, smell through the air. If you're listening to us on 920 AM, WPPL, you can also listen to this game on WPPLradio.net.
Bianca Burnett.
If you have an iPad, internet connection, smartphone,
all those technical things. We don't know how to operate.
I'm old fashioned. I'll listen to it on the radio.
We do good to get this box hooked up for the show.
All right, we're ready to start the bottom of the first inning. Bianca Burnett to face Case. First pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate.
Now, Case throws a lot of what they call junk balls, so you won't see anything abnormally good out of her. So.
Tendency to slow down the path of Pisgah. Swung on and fouled, way foul, almost out of the ballpark down the left field line. Burnett way ahead, and suddenly she's behind Case 0-2 in the count.
And that's what happens when you have a good changeup, a slow pitch.
Big gap in the left center area. A fielder for Irwin, or Inca, is way over. Swung on, grounded over to the shortstop. She comes up, throws the first in time to retire Burnett for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, coming off one of her career best varsity games, 4-for-5 doubleheader against East Henderson on Monday. Sheridan Presley batting from the left-hand side, comes into this game batting .454. And 6 RBIs for the Black Bears. Swung on and drilled to left,
drilled
right center field, but the center fielder camps up underneath it near the warning track to retire Presley on the first pitch swinging.
Got a good swing to it, but it just, like, the air's dead and it just went down.
That's going to bring up catcher Michaela Irvin with a gaudy .583 batting average, 7-for-12 on the season, 1 home run and 4 RBIs.
She's just starting off where she left off last year.
And leads the team with 3 doubles. Her pitch is a strike at the knees. If you just joined us, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Inca leads 2-0 as the Pisgah Black Bears are batting and have 2 outs. Next pitch is low for a ball. Makes the count 1-1.
Mahala's a very patient batter. She looks for her pitch.
Pitch is high for 2. So now the count is 2-1 to Michaela Irvin.
Outfield's playing pretty deep because they know her M.O.
Case's pitch high and outside for 3. Micah James is on deck. James batting .555, also with 1 home run and 5 RBIs.
The umpire told her it was outside. She asked where it was. Gave her the motion outside.
Pitch by Case is swung on and missed. That was a 4. Irvin swung at one around the bill. Anxious out there against Case, and that's a full count now to the right-hand hitted junior catcher for Pisgah.
She had 3-1 count. She had a green light. She was going to go.
4. She loses her, so Irvin's reaches first on base on balls. That's her first time she's been walked this season.
We're going to have a pinch runner for Irvin. We're going to have Brittany Crowe come in and pinch run for Halo. So she has to put all that catcher equipment back on.
So Micah James is to the plate, again, batting .555 in the cleanup spot. That pitch is called strike at the knees. Nothing, Inca. Run around first for Pisgah. Swung on a fake cut by James. Just missed it.
that evens the count at, actually, that's 0-2 now.
If she can get on, we got Logan on the mound.
Swung on and missed, struck her out. So Case, a fine job in the bottom of the first, and Piska gets no runs. They leave one runner, and as we move to the top of the second, it's Inca 2, Piska 0. We'll be back after a few of these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Piska softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Let's say you have plans for the perfect camping trip with your son and daughter. But even if your gear ends up on the highway, and your campground is near a beehive, it can still be the perfect trip. Because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best trip ever, Dad!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now back to Piska Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the second inning, and the score is Inca 2, Piska nothing. Scheduled up to face Logan Matthews for Inca's Trexler, Miller, and Adams, 7-8-9 in the lineup. Jets scored two runs in the first inning off of three hits. It's Matthews' first pitch of the second inning to Trexler. Chloe Trexler is a strike swinging.
I'm curious to see how Logan settles down. I think she's just, you know, hopped up. She wants this game so bad because it's the one she got hurt in last year.
That pitch is high and outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Capacity crowd here at the Piska softball complex.
Lined up all the way down the fence.
Pitch is high and inside. Backs up Trexler. Makes the count 2-1. Matthews ready. Pitch is swung on and fouled back by Chloe Trexler, the third baseman for the Jets. Evens the count at 2-2. Matthews is ready. Here's a pitch swung on and fouled. Line fouled down the third base line out into left field. Gallen picks it up and throws back the ball.
Caitlin Hannah about had that. She's got such long arms anyway, but it was on, she's got her glove on her left hand and she had to come across her body to try to snag it, and she just wasn't quite long enough.
Matthews is ready. The pitch is swung on and hit to Micah James, who makes a nice grab of the soft liner to retire Trexler. That's going to bring up designated hitter Shelby Miller. So one out here in the top of the second. First pitch to Miller is a strike on the outside part of the plate.
She got it right on that corner. And that's what she was trying to get the first inning.
Her next pitch is just, it hits her on the foot. So now Miller goes down to first. Matthews not as sharp, and Miller is down on the ground as that hit the top of her foot, and she is in pain.
That was a fastball. It just got out of her hands too quick, and it bounced and it hit her right on top of the foot. and that's where you have no protection whatsoever. It's just all bone.
I get Shelby Miller up. I believe she's going to be fine. As the capacity crowd here at the Fisker Softball Complex give her a nice hand as she walks down to first base. So she'll remain in the game. And that's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, the shortstop, Brooke Adams.
Now batting number 10, Brooke Adams.
Top of the second, Jets nursing a 2-0 lead. Logan Matthews working a little bit on a slower side or a little slower pace today than she has the first two games that she pitched.
I think Inka's trying to slow the game down. She called time that time because the umpire got to her on the ball issue. She had it in her glove. She realized she had it in her glove, so she had to take it out. Now it's on her side.
Ball low. First pitch to Brooke Adams. So Shelby Miller, who was hit on the foot, is on first base. There is one out.
I'm kind of curious to see how well she can run.
Popped up down the right field line, and that's going to get out of play. That's going to even the count at 1-1. On deck for the Jets is the leadoff hitter, Kiara Porche. Has one of those cool names in the game of softball, Kiara Porche.
Now there's one thing I've noticed that Sheridan Presley does that Jamie Gooch was a little different in. Jamie played a little tighter up on the infield, and Presley plays a little further back.
Squared around to Bunnett, and Bunnett did back into the screen. So that's going to make the count now 1-2 to Brooke Adams. Matthews picks up some dirt. Toes the rubber. She's set. Here's her pitch. High. Throw down to first is a little bit high. So now evens the count at 2-2. Irvin trying to keep Shelby Miller close to the bag. Logan's ready. Here's a pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Looked like a little wrinkle, a little breaking ball.
She's trying to get her swing at something that she knows that she couldn't hit.
That makes the count now 3-2 to the number 9 hitter, Brooke Adams. Loses her way up high. So Logan Matthews hits the second batter in this inning and walks the number 9 hitter. And so we still have one out, and that's going to bring up Kiara Porche, who singled and scored a run in the first inning. Squared around the bunt, bumps it foul. Inka loves, especially the left-handed hitters, to slap and bunt using the small game.
Umpire was telling her to make sure she stayed in the box when she hit it, because if you step out of the box and hit it, it's a strike. And it could be an out, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I change the rules every year.
That's home plate umpire Larry Williams. Swung on by Porche is fouled back, so she's now in the hole 0-2.
And if you notice Miller, when she run that time, when she tried to stop, she couldn't stop. She's holding her foot up. So that could be an issue going later on into the game.
Porche's single in the first was an infield single. As now Matthews backs out of the circle and comes back in again, trying to get their signal straight.
Hayla's waiting to see where the batter is. She's a little bit further back in the box this time.
Here's Matthews, 0-2 offering. Swung on and lit to center field. Bianca Burnett gets it, throws into second base, and that's going to load the bases now. Porche gets her second hit of the game. And now the Jets are mounting another rally. Load the bases.
And that's going to bring up Kylie Anderson, who grounded out to Sheridan Presley her first time up. Pitch just missed on the inside part of the plate, and Logan was not happy with the call.
She's not getting the corners. She wants it on the inside.
Swung on and ripped the foul down the left field line to even the count at one ball, one strike. Matthews, uncharacteristically, has allowed four hits so far in this game and has hit a batter and walked a batter. Here's her pitch. Change up. Dribbled foul down the third base line and up against the Pisgah dugout.
She gave it a little off speed that time. She threw her two real fast and then a little off speed, and that got her swinging too early. Wouldn't be surprised if she didn't come back with something fast now.
Infield in for Pisgah. Pitches low and in the dirt. So now it makes the ball count. Two balls, two strikes. Logan Matthews delivers, pop up to left center field. Taylor Gallion camps underneath, that hauls it in. This is going to be plenty of time. Logan was cut off by Logan Matthews. And then she fired the third, but allowing the run to score and almost nabbed Brooke Adams at third base as she got just past the tag.
Serena Goodwin reacted to that one. She thought she was out.
So that is the second out of this inning. And a wild pitch gets away as the Jets are just taking advantage of Pisgah just falling apart right now. So the second run scores on a wild pitch, and this is an uncharacteristic performance out of Pisgah right now.
Mm-hmm.
As Kiara Porche goes down all the way to third base as that last pitch was in the got away from her. And this is to Sydney Davis. One ball. Count on her. Here's her next pitch. Lined over and caught by Caitlin Hanna to retire the side, but the Jets get two more runs, and they now lead as we move to the middle of the second inning, 4-0 over Pisgah.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, residential remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. They just need to settle down. They've got themselves in a hole, but it's not something they haven't been able to get out of, and like they did last year. You just got to get the runs one at a time, nibble at that lead, and then come out and play good, steady defense. We've made some errors. We've done some sloppy stuff that's not characteristically Pisgah ball.
So if you just tuned in, it is going into the bottom of the second inning, and Inca is leading the Black Bears 4-0. And it's just one of those times where they really haven't hit just with it.
Coach Goodwin's talking to her ace right now. She's trying to settle her down. She knows she's upset. She's trying to give her words of encouragement. You know, the girl's been through a lot of adversity off-season now. And today is her birthday, so that could be affecting her, too, because, you know, her mom has always had birthday parties for her. So, you know, folks, we don't know what's going through this girl's mind. I could put my feet in her shoes and wouldn't want to. I mean, you lose your mother, and you're trying. It's just hard. The kid's having a tough time right now. But Coach Goodwin was trying to settle down, pat her on the head, give her some encouragement, so just shake it off. We'll be all right.
Leading off for the White Bears, number 21.
So leading off, facing Kristen Case, will be Logan Matthews, Michaela Tipton, and Caitlin Hanna scheduled up. Matthews will lead off here in the bottom of the second, and the Black Bears are trailing 4-0 to the Inca Jets. First pitch is high for a ball. Oh, Matthews, a big right-hander, hit two home runs in Monday's doubleheader. Next pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-0.
She has a very good eye for the ball. She has a good sense in the batter's box.
Case is ready. Here's her 2-0 offering. Swung on and grounded down the third base line. Just fouled. That's going to make the count 2-1. Wind kind of blowing from left center to left field. Ball in dirt. Makes it three balls, one strike. On deck is Michaela Tipton. Matthews batting 375 with two bombs and four RBIs. Kristen Case ready. Here's her 3-1 offering. High. Loses her. So Matthews coaxes a walk to lead off the bottom of the second. That's going to bring Michaela Tipton. Tipton batting an even 500, has one home run and two RBIs so far this season.
We have a pinch runner for Logan. That's Casey Brown coming in.
Casey Brown will run for the pitcher. So Brown pitch running. She's on first thanks to the walk that Matthews negotiated. And here's Tipton. Next pitch is way outside for a ball. Walks a killian. That's exactly what happened in that second inning.
Mostly if Tipton can lift this one out like she did yesterday, up to 4-2, and we're right back in this game.
Case is ready. Change up in the dirt. Hit out about 5-10 feet in front of home plate, so that makes the count 2 balls, no strikes.
You got Caitlin Hanna on the deck, so she's another big hitter.
Swung on and looped down the left field line. Just foul. Curved foul. Tipton made a bid for a extra base hit.
Looked like it was going to fall in there for a minute, and then right before it got ready to fall, it just curved out.
So that's going to put the count at 2-1 to Tip, who's the designated hitter today for the Pisgah Black Bears. Case is ready. Here's her 2-1 offering. Ball in the dirt, bounces in front of the plate, makes the count now 3-1. Casey Brown running for Matthews, courtesy runner. They have those in both baseball and softball. Big cut, swung on and missed. Brings the count full to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Case just reared back, played a little country hardball, and brought the bat to the heater.
Brought the heater. She's going to bring up something that's off speed now.
Here's her 3-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Tipton strikes out. That's the first out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman today for Pisgah.
It's good to see Caitlin back in the lineup.
Case trying to work out of this little jam. Got on, swung on, and drilled out of the stadium. Foul. That's going to be on the road on Pisgah Drive.
And it bounced over the other side. She's known for that. We end up having to buy a lot of balls that go that way.
Quick hands. 6-foot senior. Pitches outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Hannah missed most of the first 4 games, only got 1 AB. That was in the Monday doubleheader. Next pitch is way high and outside. Brings the count to 2 balls, 1 strike. Case is ready. Here's a pitch. Ball outside, 3-1.
That's one thing about Caitlin Hanna, even last year. She's a very patient at batter. She waits for it to get in her wheelhouse.
Here's her 3-1 pitch. Swung on and line foul. Hanna again out in front of it. She might have swung up ball 4.
She might have.
Looked like a riser. So it's a full count to Hannah, Caitlin Hannah. We have Hannah Hudson on deck. One out here in the bottom of the second. Pitch is swung on and line. Foul ball down the left field line by Hannah.
No, and Casey Brown tripped over the bag.
So that she's going to stay at second. Hannah's single keeps this rally going. That's Caitlin Hannah's first hit of the season. And that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. Hudson batting 500, 3-for-6 on the season. One stolen base and one walk, and we're really needing an RBI. She does not have a run batted in so far this season through the first four games.
We need to get some runs on the board, period. Even if it's just one, just nibble at the lead.
Foul back on the first pitch. Biska has Casey Brown, the pitch runner for Matthews, at second. Caitlin Hannah at first, and one out here in the bottom of the second as the Black Bears trail 4-0 to the Inca Jets. Hannah Hudson holds her hands high. Here's the pitch to her. Change up, and she loops it to the first baseman. It's dropped as they throw over to first or third base to retire the force out. Is the first baseman. And that is no error because they did retire the lead runner. So that is going to be a fielder's choice in your book. It goes 3-1. The pitcher, Case, picked it up and threw it over to the third baseman. So it goes 3-1-5 in your book. That's going to be the second out. Is that grounder over to short? Throw to first in time to get Taylor Gallion for the third out of this inning. So Piska does not score a run, strands two runners. And so after two complete innings, it's Inca 4, Piska nothing. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Piska softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Piska Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
While the unemployment rate continues to be high, it is common for the unemployed to use social networking sites, including Craigslist, newspapers, and online postings to look for jobs. But it is important to know how to spot red flags. When using social networking sites, be sure to check the actual website of the company posting the position to verify it actually exists. Guard the information on your resume since they often contain personal information ripe for identity theft. This is Norma Messer for your BBB serving Western North Carolina.
Now back to Piska Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the third inning. Inca leads Piska 4-0. Scheduled up to face Logan Matthews here in the top of the third will be West, Harris, and Case, 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup. And Inca has scored 2 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second.
Logan just needs to settle down and pitch her game. She's trying too hard.
First pitch is a ball.
She's like going, where do I need to put that? That was straight over the plate.
So that's one ball to Brianna West, who is singled and has an RBI. Pitches way out of the strike zone. One, it makes a 2-ball count. Just miss on the inside part of the plate for 3 balls, no strikes to West. Swung on and ripped to right fielder. Hannah Hudson comes running in, falls to her knees. The retire West, who made a bid for a line shot single, but Hannah West had other ideas on that. That's the first out of this inning.
Hannah Hudson improved her fielding last year during the championship playoff game. She really stepped up big for Pisgah in that right field position.
That was a sinking liner that Hannah Hudson made a superb play on, and that's going to bring up Jordan Harris, who popped up to the first baseman in the first inning. She's 0 for 1 as the first pitch is a ball low.
I think what might be going on is Logan thinks she tries to have to do it all. She's got to rely on her teammates right now. She's got to depend on her family, as she calls it.
Pitch is low. Ball 2. Reading the body language of Logan Matthews is not good right now.
It's not.
Here's her 2-0 pitch. Swung out and grounded over to Micah James at first. Throws over to Sydney, and it's over her head. So that's going to be a throwing error on Micah James. And the wheels have fallen off for
batting for the chest to her forward, Christy Biscuit.
Hardly ever do you see Micah commit an error like that. But she is in a new position, so.
Routine ground ball turned on into an unroutine ending. And that's going to bring up pitcher Kristen Case, who grounded out to short. First pitch is outside for a ball. Logan Matthews making a lot of pitches today. Swung on and popped foul and out of play. Case 0 for 1 in this game. One out here in the top of the third. Inca nursing that 4-0 lead and has a runner on first base. Swing on and line to James. Scratch it, throws the first. In time, what a play! Line drive, James. Grabbed it and just rolled him through to Sydney Parris at first, just in the nick of time to retire Harris off the bases. So a double, an inning-ending double play gets Matthews out of the jam. And so we move to the middle of the third inning, Inca 4, Fisca 0.
Fisca Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, and B. Allen Construction. That might be the spark we need, because if you... Sometimes your defense sparks your offense. I know in basketball it does, but and in football. But that was a great play, and there's the stretching of Sydney Parris, that defensive player that gets those outs by inches.
So Micah James quickly redeemed herself on the throwing error, turned around and makes a superb double play, grabs the line drive off the bat of Kristen Case, whirls and throws a strike to Sydney Parris at first, and that was a bang-bang play, and the field umpire, Eddie Lance, made a great call on that.
And that, you know, that's what probably kids can make now. We're coming back to the top of the lineup. This is when I've always said the pitcher, once they've seen a pitcher once, they can kind of zone in on it. This is our second time up in rotation, or in our order, and so this time they're used to her, so they know what she's going to throw. Maybe we can get some hits, get on base.
Top of the third, excuse me, the bottom of the third, it'll be Burnett, Presley, and Irvin scheduled up to face Kristen Case here in the bottom of the third. Inca leads 4-0. Burnett grounded out to shortstop, her first time up. So she's 0-1.
The white base, number 4, Bianca Burnett.
Came into the game with a 400 batting average. A hit here will move it up a tad. Here's Case's first pitch, and she bumps out the front. Case fields it. Here's the throw to first. The turn. No, she's safe. So that's a bunt single for Bianca Burnett to start the bottom of the third. That was a bang-bang play, and great positioning out of Eddie Lance, the field umpire.
I was wondering how long it was going to take them, because Inca's first and third basemen are playing farther back than normal. Now, they've eased up on this, but when that first come up, they were playing too far back.
It's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who flew out to deep center her first time up. She drives a bunt. She's going to get down there. No, just in time, nips Presley as she moves the runner over on a sacrifice bunt.
Serena's trying to get anything to get the bats going. trying to bunt, trying to do something to get a run, get the momentum up more on their side.
So that's not going to be a time at bat. It's a sacrifice bunt by Sheridan Presley moves Burnett over to second base. That's going to bring Mahala Irvin up. Irvin walked her first time up in the game.
So she can cut this lead in half, one swing of the bat.
Big cut, I'll be straight back.
I think she just tried to do that. Because she had the swing on that one.
On deck is Micah James, another one who can. Next four hitters can hit the ball out the ballpark with ease. Irvin, James, Matthews, and Tipton. Irvin's the one at the plate now. Pitches high for a ball, makes the count one ball, one strike.
That'd be pretty high to be high on Mahala because she's so short.
Committed to Gardner-Webb University. Next pitch is just outside for a ball. Case trying to work around the plate but not give anything over the heart because she knows the reputation of Irvin. She can lose it into the trees at any point in time. So it's two balls, one strike to Irvin. Next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Out of play.
The first year she went to Auburn, she got the most improved player. The second year she went to Auburn softball camp, she got the Golden Glove Award.
Only a junior has committed to play softball for the Running Bulldogs of Gardner-Webb. Next pitch swung on and again fouled back. Irvin hanging tough as that ball falls into the parking lot. One out here, Burnett on second base. Got on base on a beautiful bunt single. Presley moved her over to second on a sacrifice bunt. Fouled back again. Irvin protecting the plate, and the count still remains at 2-2. As the home plate umpire, Larry Williams, looks for softballs that they go into the, and they threw one in. As Irvin has put the last three out of play.
When the other one went in the road, it runs right beside the ballpark. I'd hate to be driving a car by here and then have the dodge softballs coming as you're driving down the road.
See a lot of young girls, future Pisco softball players here in attendance at this game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Change up in the dirt. Bounces off the plate. Makes the count three balls, two strikes. Case has got to get through what the softball world would call the murderer's row. Irvin, James, Matthew, and Tipton.
It's a hard lineup to go through.
Here's a 3-2 pitch to Irvin. Ball four. She loses her again. So that's the second walk issue to Irvin.
Micah James.
She goes down to first.
There'll be no pitch runner this time.
Okay, so runners at first and second, and Micah James up. James struck out swinging in her first at-bat against Kristen Case. Big swing again. She missed it. Kristen Case bringing the heater high. One out here in the bottom of the third. Visca trails 4-0. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. Makes it 0-2.
The one she didn't swing at, she gets called a strike.
Good umpires. Larry Williams, Eddie Lance out on the field. Williams behind the plate. Swing on! Deep left field!
It's going.
That
deep
is gone! Just jacked down the left field line. A towering three-run blast, and suddenly Piscus back into this ballgame.
Beautiful hit. She was frustrated herself. She had swung at those high ones. She knew if she could get one in her wheelhouse, it was going to go. And it went. And this game is a new ballgame now, folks.
One swing of the bat by James cuts the Inca lead to 4-3 as she jacks a three-run home run off of Kristen Case, and that's going to bring up Logan Matthews.
Defensive spark, just what I said.
Matthews walked her first time up in the game, so she's not recorded an official at-bat. Change up outside for a ball. And the significance of James's home run was it was off an 0-2 pitch.
Yeah. She was protecting the plate. She knew she had to, but she went after that one.
Here's Case's 1-0 count. Called strike, even the count at 1-1.
The demeanor on Logan changed when she come up to welcome her teammate home.
Case is ready. Here's her pitch. Outside for a ball. Makes the count 2-1. I really like this umpire behind the plate. Got a great strike zone. Next pitch is high for a ball.
They're making the pitcher work now. They're getting up there being patient in their bats, and that's probably one thing Serena told them in a huddle. She'll be patient in her bats. Let's go for our stuff.
Here's Case's 3-1 offering, and she loses her 2 balls again, so Matthews draws her second walk of the game.
Now you will have a pinch runner for Logan. Back to Casey Brown again.
Casey Brown, the base running extraordinaire, going to come in and run for Logan Matthews. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton.
And that's more just a safety issue for Serena. She don't want her pitcher to get hurt.
Big swing foul back for strike one.
That could have put us in the lead if that was straight.
Tipton struck out her first time up in this game. She's 0-1. Brown at first, one out here. Just missed on the inside part of the plate. So that evens the count at 1-1. Case wipes off the slab inside the circle. She's ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and grounded to the shortstop, who picks up, flips to first. Not in time at first, excuse me. Flipped to second to retire.
Now batting number 6, Caitlin Hanna.
Casey Brown at second, so that is going to be the 2 outs in the inning. Tipton beats out just barely the throw from second to first. And that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, who singled her first time up.
If we lived in New York, I could actually call this girl the Bronx Bomber because she can hit it.
Case paints the outside corner for a strike. Score is 4-3 in favor of the Jets. Pitch just missed inside for a ball, evens the count at 1-1. Pisca came into the bottom of the third, trailing 4-0, but one big blow, a 3-run bomb by Micah James, which is her second home run of the season and her 8th RBI. Painted the outside corner for a strike again, and that makes the count 1-2. Great pitching job by Kristen Case. She nibbles the corners.
Nothing fancy, just change up fast, nibble the corners.
Swung on and missed and struck out Caitlin Hanna for the 3rd out of the inning. So after 3 complete innings, it's Inca 4, Fisca 3. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Fisca softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Hi, I'm retired Air Force Brigadier General Wilma Vaught, President, Women's Memorial Foundation, and one of the 7,500 women veterans who served in Vietnam. March 31st, Vietnam veterans will receive a well-deserved homecoming. Join me, the USO of North Carolina, and the broadcasters of North Carolina for a free celebration, including live music and military salutes at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Help us salute all Vietnam veterans and their families at the biggest homecoming in North Carolina's history.
Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com/welcome home.
This announcement was furnished by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. It's the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah trails by 1-4-3. Scheduled up will be Trexler, Miller, and Adams, 7, 8, 9 in the order. Logan Matthews still inside the circle. First pitch is way outside and high for a ball.
She is really struggling inside the circle today.
Matthews, on her birthday, is laboring inside the circle, as Rhonda has mentioned. Change up again way outside. Makes the count 2 balls, no strikes. Called strike. Painted the inside corner knee high for with her fastball. So that brings the count now to 2 balls, 1 strike.
Looked like it was over the plate and curved in as it got to the catcher Irvin.
Had some tailing action to it. Here's Matthews 2-1 pitch, pop foul and out of play. Chloe Trexler lying to Micah James her first time up, so she's 0-for-1 in this game. Shelby Miller is on deck, the designated hitter for the Jets. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fouled back and out of play again. Trexler hanging in there tough against the big right-hander for Pisgah, Logan Matthews.
Well, Serena talked to me earlier. She said if he gets to the point where she needs to change pitchers, she has that option this year with multiple pitchers.
Foul back again off the screen. Capacity, maybe even standing room only. Both bleachers are filled.
That is true. All the way down. They're lined up all the way down the fence like playoff again.
There will be a JV game after the conclusion of this varsity game. Pinka and Pisgah's JVs will hook it up. Change up just misses outside. Full count. Sale of hot dogs going. A lot of people at the concession stand. This is a good gate for the Black Bears.
It's a sure sign of spring.
Popped up, and that's out of play. Hit something metal, but I parked farther down. I
actually
learned my lesson.
Hit some bleachers and went rolling under your chair. It's over there.
We have now, unlike Monday during the rain, we now have a tent over top of us.
We do.
WPTL sign.
We have got some real nice facilities here.
Matthew's ready. Popped up in the infield. Sheridan Presley calls it. Camps underneath it. Hauls it in for the first out of the inning.
This time Sydney did stay off. They didn't try to run into each other.
Sheridan was animated on that call.
She was animated. She was going to make sure that everybody heard her, even the fans in the stands.
So now it's going to bring up Shelby Miller, who was hit on the foot her first time up. Curveball over for a strike.
That was a good pitch by Logan.
This is what Logan Matthews needed because he looks different. Big fastball. Dropped the heater. Just blew it by Miller. Makes the count 0-2 now.
She's getting a little bit more settled. I think the runs helped her.
One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Big swing and fouled out of play.
Yeah, I noticed you parked your truck down beside mine. You figure where I park is safe, so you're going to park beside it.
Exactly. I told you on Monday, nah, don't get the tent. Don't get the canopy. We'll be all right.
And if you could have seen me and Chuck trying to get under one umbrella here, under that was a fight.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Grounded over to the third baseman. Micah James throws over to first. And that is in time. Great job. Micah James looked deep in the hole and came up throwing and threw a strike to Sidney Paris at first base to Tyre Miller.
There's that defensive first baseman stretching out like a baseball player. I mean, folks, she nearly does a split. It is remarkable how this kid can catch that ball.
That's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, Brooke Adams, the shortstop for Inca. 2 outs here. In the top of the fourth, Inca leads 4-3. Ball in the dirt. Adams walked and scored a run in the second inning.
They're calling. Logan wants a new ball. She don't like that one. She just pitched. She wants another one. She's very adamant about that. She looked over to coach and she said, I don't like that one. And it has to go back with the grip on the fingertips.
Way up high. Way over the head of Irvin. So that's going to put the count at,
I think it's 2-0.
2-0. But 1-1, didn't she foul one off?
Yeah.
Popped up and out of play.
Our scoreboard personnel is a little slow putting up the balls and strikes, so, and our umpire don't give us a clear count after each one.
So now it is one ball, I believe it's one ball, two strikes, since Logan doesn't want the new ball.
She don't like that one. Some pitchers are picky.
Here's Matthews' next pitch. Way up high for ball. Two balls. One strike is up on the scoreboard. I'm missing a pitch here. Umpire says it is 2-1. 3-1.
3-1.
Swung out, fouled into the dirt. So now it's 3-2. Okay, we're set on the count. It's three balls, two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Anka batting and leading 4-3 over Pisgah. Loses her ball four. So that's the second walk. You just have Brooke Adams, and that's going to go back up to the top of the order for the Jets. Kiara Porche. Pitch by Matthews, swung on and popped up to left field. Taylor Gallion camps underneath that, hauls it in, retires the side. So Inca gets no runs, and as we move to the middle of the fourth inning, it's the Jets 4, Black Bears 3.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, residential remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. Taylor Gallion has made up for those, that first one that she dropped that was over her head in the outfield. She's made up. She's playing extremely well now.
She just misjudged a high-cowering fly ball and went over her head, did not hit her glove, fell for a double.
So she hasn't misjudged these last two.
In the scores, by the official scores, that's a hit. And leading off for Pisgah here in the bottom of the fourth inning will be Hannah Hudson, Taylor Gallion, and Bianca Burnett. It'll be 8-9-1 to face the right-hander for Inca, Kristen Cates, here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
I think what the problem is with Logan, they're over trying to scuff the balls up. They're new, and they have a slickness on them when you get them out of the package, and she can't get a grip on it. So I've noticed Coach Ham over there trying to scruff them up in the dirt to try to get that newness off of them so she can get a grip on it.
This is going to go start with the bottom of the order to try and mount a rally to get at least tie this game. As the Jets lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the fourth, and Hannah Hudson strolls to the box.
One run easier to make up than four all at once.
Hudson hit into a 3-1-5. Rare fielder's choice her first time up. She's 0-1 so far in this game. Taylor Gallion, the left fielder, is on deck. Case, the right-hander for Inca, sets on the rubber inside the circle. Ball is low as Hannah Hudson squared around.
The bunt. She's just checking to see the infielders first and third. They moved up on that one, so I don't know if you'll see her bunt again. You might.
Wind up, and here's the pitch. A changeup. It's way outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Hannah Hudson.
She squared around the bunt again, but she pulled it back real quick.
Here's a dual pitch. He squares around and bunts. Nice fielding play by the third baseman and throws the first to retire Hudson.
Now back to the black base, number five, Taylor Gallion.
So that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Coach Hoodland's probably trying to play a little small ball to get that tying run on base, which is not a bad idea.
Squares around, bunts it right out to Kristen Case as Taylor Gallion goes out 1-3 in the scorebook. So quickly, Case has got two outs, and we move to the top of the order. Bianca Burnett.
Number four, Bianca Burnett.
Who's 1-for-2 in this game.
The bunts are just going too far out away from home plate.
Bianca knows how to play this small ball.
Yeah, we're not playing East Henderson now.
Swung on and grounded deep into the hole. They're not going to get this young gazelle sprinted down the line.
No.
So she hit it in deep into the hole of third base in between third and short. And that's another single for Bianca Burnett, who makes her 2-for-3 in this game. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley.
I don't think you'll see a bunt call on this one. I was two outs. I could be wrong, though. I'm not a coach.
Presley's ready. Pitches way outside and low. Left-handed hitting sophomore. Came into this game batting .454. She's 0-for-1 in this game with a sacrifice bunt. Presley set. Case is ready. Swung on and drilled foul. Serena Goodwin calls for Presley as they meet halfway between home and first to chat a little bit.
She's probably telling her either to step up in the box a little bit because the pitches are slow.
Swung on in line to left field. So Presley continues this two-out rally with a sharp single to left. That's her first hit in the game. That gives her a 1-for-2 day at the plate so far.
Well, let's see if Mahala Irvin can match Micah James. They've been battling the battle last year back and forth. One wouldn't do one, the other one couldn't, so it's her turn now.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and the Black Bears trail the Jets 4-3, but they've got a two-out rally going. Burnett, who is singled, and Presley, who is single, back-to-back singles. Presley at first, Burnett at second, Irvin at the plate. First pitch is low for a ball.
Burnett's trying to steal signs out there and help her batter out, telling her which way the ball's going to go.
Irvin has walked twice in this game. Case is ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and drilled foul. She was ahead of that pitch, and that got onto the road, and over the bridge, and down into the Pigeon River.
It hit the bridge and bounced over the rail into the river.
If she straightens that out, she may hit the press box over at the football field. So that evens the count at 1-ball, 1-strike. Fouled out of play.
I wonder what her expense account for is for balls.
With a crowd like this, we can pay for it.
Okay. I thought that whatever it is, we probably need to double it.
Beautiful day here at the ballpark.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Irvin's ready. Case is ready. Here's Case's pitch. Swung on a good ball. Up the left. And that was over the center field wall.
I told you that.
Irvin just cranked another three-run blast.
I love it. Well, what can do the other left-hander? Mahala Irvin, Micah James in their home run RBI battles once again.
Dead center field. Again, no doubter, that was a lot of line. Right off the crack of the bat, you knew that ball was gone. And now, a change in this complexion of this ball game as Piskin now goes ahead 6-4 over Inca.
And now you got another trouble coming up, and she's already knocked one out for three herself, Micah James.
That is Irvin's second home run of the season. Ties her with a three-way lead between Matthews, James, and Irvin, all with two bombs. that's three RBIs added on to Irvin's already come into this game with four, so that gives her seven. And that's a team lead. Well, actually, no, James has eight, so this is going to be a battle all season long.
Again.
First pitch to James is a ball low.
Boy, that sure changed this ball game.
James is ready. Pitches, paints the corner for a strike, so it evens the count at one ball, one strike.
Be interesting to see how Logan comes into the circle next inning, the demeanor.
Pitches way outside, makes the count two balls, one strike. Irvin now on the season has seven RBIs and two home runs. James has two home runs and eight RBIs. Looks like they're going to continue this battle as they did last year, combined, hit 24 bombs and 81 RBIs between the two. Pitch is just missed outside, and she walks her.
Michael wants to win it this year, her being her senior year. She don't want Irvin to take that batting crown again.
That's going to bring up the pitcher, Logan Matthews, the birthday girl. Now, is it Mihaela Irvin's?
They were born the same day, same hospital, delivered by the same doctor. Their mamas were in the same room.
That's ironic. First pitch is low in the dirt to Matthews, so it's Irvin and Matthews' birthday today.
And they've been catcher, pitcher ever since. All the way through Little League, all the way up.
Case is ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and lifted. High, towering fly ball to left field, and that is hauled in. So the Black Bears are retired here in the bottom of the fourth, but a three-run bomb by Irvin gives the Black Bears a 6-4 lead after four complete innings are in the book. We'll return after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date, and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's deer season, and time for huge savings on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing, or choose from big cashback offers. Hurry in to your John Deere dealer soon. Offer ends April 30th, 2012, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit your local Green South equipment location, or find us online at greensouth.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the ballpark. We've already had two pitches here in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah leads 6-4 over the Jets. Kylie Anderson is the batter. Swung on a rip foul, so that makes the count one ball, two strikes.
If anybody didn't know, Casey Crook, the coach, men's basketball coach's wife, is the coach for the Inca Jets softball team. Coach Crook.
Ball girl,
she had to jump and miss that ball.
This pitch is grounded over to the shortstop, Micah James. Throws over to first in time to retire the leadoff hitter, Kylie Anderson.
Now batting number seven, Sydney Davis.
That's the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. Sydney Parris is due up. Parris is 1-for-2, has an RBI double. Davis is 1-for-2. I saw Sydney, and I think it's Sydney Parris. First pitch is low in the dirt for a ball.
Well, Mike has settled down after that throw and error. She's playing extremely well at shortstop now.
Swung out and grounded foul. We have the manager, Mrs. Kruk. You know her first name?
No, I do not. I was taught to be respectful until otherwise told, so.
Well, past Coach Kruk, the brains of the Kruk family. One ball, one strike. Just missed on the inside part of the plate.
And the crowd moaned on that one.
Two balls, one strike. Here's Matthew's pitch. Called strike, painted the corner and on the knees. Evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Disc has battled back and has recaptured the lead now here in the top of the fifth. It's 6-4, the Black Bears over the Jets. Swung on and dribbled foul, picked up in foul territory by third baseman Caitlin Hanna. So West hangs in there. Correction, that's Sidney Davis, the first baseman.
Logan's still trying to keep the ball, keep hand dry and the ball scruffed up so she can get a grip on it.
Swing on and miss, changed up. So she strikes out Davis, and that's going to bring up the catcher, Brenna West.
To the Jets, number 13, Brenna West.
Maybe Logan got a little rattled in that first inning when they scored them runs, and when her team got her lead, she's pitching with more composure.
Swung on and popped, lifted to left center field, gallying back to the warning track. Hauls it in. So 1-2-3 for the Jets here in the top of the fifth inning, and the score remains Pisgah 6, Inca 4.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball sponsored this season by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. That in and Logan pitched more composed, and she looked a little more, I don't know what the word I'd like to use, but she was calmer on the mat, or in the circle. I get baseball and softball mixed up. But she was a little calmer this time, and she started pitching her game. Balls down, grounders.
That is, what a comeback. You know, that state championship composure. That is what that tournament play and that run last year has done for this Pisgah softball team. They fell behind, didn't play well in the first two innings. And then all of a sudden, they just kept pecking away and battling back. And then they get two big hits, get runners on, and let the M&M girls.
I don't know which state championship playoff game it was here. It was either Polk or Madison where we got behind. And it was getting late in the inning. I kept saying, Chuck, we just need to nibble at the lead. And next thing we know, we're ahead. And that's the composure that run gave us last year, is that these kids think, well, it don't matter, we can come back.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're like my broadcast partner on enetsports.com, David Cronson. David, he'll call something just like you do. You guys have some kind of omen or, you know, with the baseball gods or something, you know, they'll say, okay, it's time for a three-run blast, and boom, you get it. David will call us every time. It's like calling a shot.
Hey, it's just, you know, when that part of the order comes up and on his, just like you call it, a murderer's row, that something's going to happen. You can't, it's impossible for a pitcher to pitch completely perfect when you've got that many hitters coming up, one right after another, right after another.
Well, you talked about Logan Matthews, gave up two runs on three hits in the first, two runs on one hit in the second, and then has just hung zeros all the way in the third, fourth, and now the fifth inning.
And we have a pitching change for Inca.
Leading off for the Black Bears, number 12, Michaela Tipton.
This right here for the...
I think it's number 5, Kaylee Anderson.
Kylie Anderson.
Kylie Anderson.
Come inside the circle in this change now.
She is the one that won the game. She's the leading pitcher.
So Michaela Tipton, the junior designated hitter, will face Anderson first. First pitch is a fastball for a strike.
She pitched last night against Robertson. She had 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned runs, 4 base on balls, and 3 strikeouts last night. So she's a very good pitcher.
Next pitch. outside for a ball, even to count it 1-1. Anderson now inside the circle for the Jets. Tipton up, who struck out her first time up. Fielder's choice her second time. She's 0-2 in this game as the next pitch is in the dirt.
Both pitchers seem to be similar in their pitches. They don't throw anything overpowering.
Tipton has already one home run this season. Swung on and lifted to right center field. Back to the fence. Off the wall, at the top of the wall. This is going to be a double at least. And Tipton goes into second standing. That almost was a solo shot to lead off the fifth here. So Tipton comes up with a leadoff double off the top of the center field wall.
Inches from being a home run. Inches.
And that's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah, the third baseman, who's 1-2 with a single in this game. Just joined us on 920 AM, WPDL, bottom of the fifth, Driscoll leads 6-4. First pitch to Hannah's, a strike at the knee.
Caitlin gets that kind of expression. Her expressions are so funny. Even when she's playing volleyball and basketball, she has some of the most classic expressions.
Anderson working from inside the circle. Swing on! Put it to left field! Could be! At the wall! Off the glove! And that's going to be a double, but does not score a run as Tipton was playing to see how it was. This is the left fielder for Inca.
How about it?
Christy Case now, who's out and left, went up and banged up against the wall, so that will be a double for Hannah. That's her second hit of the game.
She's holding her back like she might have hit one of the boards on the fence. They're calling time to check on her. I think
they're going to run out a substitute, which will be Sierra Suggs.
Yeah, she hit that, the post the chain link fence has had to. She hit one pretty hard because I think she didn't know she was that close to the fence when she was going back to get that ball.
So here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the leadoff back-to-back near home runs, two doubles, Hannah, but Tipton could not score because she was really close to the second base to tag up, but collision into the wall by Case, and that's a double. It's the first pitch to Hannah Hudson here, who's 0-2 in this game, is low for a ball. So the bats have come alive for the Black Bears as they lead it here in the bottom of the fifth, 6-4. Anderson, the new pitcher for the Jets, is inside the circle. Swung on and lined and out of play down the left field line. So that evens the count at 1-1.
There's a lot of people hanging on that fence down that left field line. Reminds me of the playoff games last year.
So, and you did a marvelous job, we might add, of bringing that to you. You had to do color and play-by-play and do the commercials. You were a trooper. Here's the 1-1 offering by Anderson. Just missed on the outside part of the plate for a ball. That's 2-1. Taylor Gallion's on deck.
That's because the drawdown was scheduled the same weekend.
Next pitch, outside for a ball. Drawdown is on May 19th.
May 19th. Folks, if you haven't got your tickets, you need to find somebody to get one. All that money goes to these kids, and it's money well spent.
So now, 3-1 count. Swung on and popped up into the infield. As the catcher for Inca, Brenna West, comes out halfway between home and first base in fair territory by a step to haul that in to retire Hannah Hudson for the first out.
Walsh going over to talk to Michaela Tipton. There was nobody covering home. She could have run in and got, but it could be she was just trying to play safe because there's only one out.
So now it's going to bring up Taylor Gallion batting in the 9-hole for the Black Bears. One out here. Runners at second and third for Pisca. Squares around a bunt. Called strike. On deck is Bianca Burnett, the leadoff hitter. One out and runners at second and third. Squares around and bunts it off the helmet. Off her bat, off the helmet. She's all right, though.
Good thing we got helmets, because that was off the top of her head.
Can you imagine the old days with no helmets? Baseball.
No. because the way these pitchers throw today, those 90 mile an hour fastballs,
So it's quickly Gallion in a hole, 0-2, with one out here.
Caitlin Hannah's giving her the signs.
Ball in the dirt, makes the count 1-2. How this game has changed in the last two innings with two swings of the bat, 2 3-run bombs by Irvin and James. Next pitch is low. Good eye by Gallion. That evens the count at 2-2. Home plate umpire Larry Williams doing a fine job, as well as his field umpire, Eddie Lance. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 3-2.
So she's worked the count full. It's in her favor now. They have to pitch her something down the middle.
Typically, you get the best umpires in these rivalry games. Swung on and fouled in the dirt. So keeps the count at full, 3-2. Gallion hanging tough. Left fielder's 0-2 in this game. Came in with a .333 batting average. Just missed on the outside part, loses her, so she walks Gallion face to both the bases.
Bianca Burnett.
That's going to bring up the Gazelle of center field, Bianca Burnett.
BB, as everybody calls her here.
The senior has a 2-for-3 day going with 2 singles. One a bunt single, one an infield single.
And it don't get any better for Inca's pitcher, Anderson.
Ball in the dirt. Burnett calmly just watches it go by. Looking for a pitch. They're trying to pad their 2-run lead as they lead it 6-4 here in the bottom of the 5th. Next pitch called strike. Anderson painted the inside part of the plate for a strike about thigh high. Good pitching out of Kylie Anderson for Inca. Wind up, here's the pitch. Swung on, line to the second baseman as she throws to the plate. He gets a line! So Tipton scores as the second baseman came up throwing to the home plate, but she threw it in the dirt and Brenna West could not come up with it. So that's an error on the second baseman. No RBI to Burnett. And Tipton scores and makes the score 7-4 in favor of the Black Bears. And that's going to bring the dangerous sophomore, the hot-hitting sophomore, Sheridan Presley.
One out, and you've got Murder's Row coming, as you call it.
Presley came in batting 454, and is already 1-for-2, so she's boosted that average up. And she's got bases loaded. First pitch is called strike at the knee.
That got a lot of grumbling from the crowd, disagreement.
Well, a lot of times they see it with their heart, not with their eyes.
You have to love these fans.
Here's Anderson's 0-1 pitch. Swung on! With the right feet, and it's caught on a running grab! And no tag is Presley. For the second game in a row, just drilled one, but the great positioning of their center fielder on a running grab into the gap, and Hannah did not tag off, came halfway.
She was halfway in, and she had to run back because in softball you have to be on the bag. You can tag and run off, but you have to be on the bag when they catch the ball and take off.
So this is Mahala Irvin, and bases are full. It's 2 walks and a 3-run bomb. So she's 1-for-1. Anderson has nowhere to put her, so she's got to pitch to her, and there's 2 outs.
And that's a nightmare to pitch to. If I was a pitcher, I'd be nervous.
So it's a 1-ball count to Irvin. Here's Anderson's pitch. Swung on the line and grabbed by the third baseman. Chloe Trexler, she just hit it right at her, and that's going to end the 5th inning for
the Black Bears. They get one run and had their lead to 7-4 as we complete 5 innings here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. We'll return after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Pisgah leads now 7-4. They have scored 7 unanswered runs after spotting the Jets 2 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second. We're trailing 4-0 until the bats came alive, and now the Black Bears lead 7-4 in the first pitch by Matthews to Jordan Harris, who's just inside for a ball. Top of 6. Pisgah lead 7-4.
I see a little smile on Logan's face. That's good. Different, totally different demeanor now.
Swung on and fouled out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. This is almost like an event. You got to be seen here at these Pisgah softball games. It's like football on Friday nights. Packed crowds and everything.
It is crowded. I've seen people, they're sitting on the grass over next to the fence. So it is packed, which is great. These kids love that.
Next pitch way up high. Lost that one. So that's 2-1. Irvin had to have some jumps on that.
She's got some hops.
She had to put that 22-inch vertical jump into play right there. 7-4, Pisgah leads, top of 6. Here's the 2-1 offering by Matthews. Swung on and grounded right back at her. She stabs it, flips over to Paris. So a sharp comebacker, Matthews to Paris, retires Harris.
As I said,
I'm adding the receiver.
Wait a minute. Matthews to Paris to get Harris.
That's just about a rhyme.
Oh, I messed up with all these M's and Hannah's and everything. I'm going to screw this thing up somewhere down the line. So that's the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up, well, it was Kristen Case who was, this is going to be Sierra Suggs now, who came in for Case, who collided with the wall last inning. Case started pitching for the Jets. Case looking to slap it. That's from the left-hand side. A lanky left-handed hitter.
She's trying to do what they call a running bunt.
Next pitch. Just missed. Low for a ball.
And I remember Taylor Willis told me one time when a batter wants to bunt the ball, you either pitch high or low because that either pops it, high pops it up in the air.
Here's the 2-0 offering. Called strike at the knees. So it's 2-1, right?
2-2.
We're just...
You missed the first pitch, Chuck.
I'm sorry, folks. It is 2-2.
Because you're all tangled up with them names.
Slapped over Micah James. Gets it. Throws over to first. Not in time. It sucks. Just motored down. So that's an infield single.
That was close. She was trying to get her. She had to play it off the... It went under Caitlin Hanna's glove. She had to backhand it and set her feet and throw.
That's a beautiful job by Sierra Suggs. So Inca refusing to go quietly here in the top of the sixth with one out. Suggs gets an infield single. And that's going to bring up Chloe Trexler, who made a swung on and fouled back. She made an outstanding grab to end the inning off of the bat of Mahala Irvin. with bases full. Drexler 0-for-2 in this game. Matthews 0-1 pitch. Popped up and out of play again, so now Drexler is behind in the count 0-2.
Well, that hit the top and come flying back down the stands. People were moving for that ball.
On deck is Shelby Miller, the designated hitter.
I got the AD to work now. He's getting the balls for him.
Swung out and line to right field. Great job. A running play close to first, not in time. Backed up by Irvin. I'll tell you, this outfield is something else. As Hannah Huffing gets a nice round of applause, as that ball was headed to the gap and to the fence for extra bases, but Hannah Hudson on a dead run to right center field reached up and grabbed it in the air to retire Chloe Trexler and then quickly threw to first base to try and double up Suggs. And that's the second out of the inning as the next pitch to Shelby Miller is a ball.
Last year during the Owen game, she made three spectacular grabs to really quench Owen in their rallies, too. So she really blossomed.
That defensive gem brought the crowd to their feet. Swung on and fouled in the dirt. So it makes the count 1-1. I tell you, I'm impressed with the defense, playing a great team in Inca. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, threw a quick throw down to first base, and whoa. Harris had to go into foul territory as Irvin throws a little bit offline. You can do those type of things when you've got a gold glove first baseman and Sidney Harris.
That's exactly right.
Swung on in line to left field, that's going to fall in front of Galleon, so that's a base hit. Suggs stops at second base. So Miller gets a base hit, and now Inca has a two-out rally.
If you notice how quick the outfielders, they play deep anyway, but anything falls in front of them, if you notice how quick they come up on it and they limit them to no more than a single.
That's going to bring up Brooke Adams now. Shortstop. Batting in the nine holes, walked twice. It's just missed outside by Matthews, so it's 1-0. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Pisgah leads 7-4 over the Inca Jets. Pisgah looking to go 5-0 on the season and ranked the number one in Class 2A. Pitch just blew the heater right over the heart of the plate as Miller Walker Adams watched that go by.
And that's another thing that puts bulls on you. Not only are you the defending state champion, but you got the number one state ranking. You got the double whammy.
1-1 count. Here's Matthews' pitch. Swung on and popped to left field. Galleon goes back. Reaches up and grabs it to retire the side.
She has really played good since that era.
So what looked like a routine fly ball got into the jet stream and kept carrying, but Galleon made a great play to end the inning for the Jets. So after the 5.5 innings are in the books, it's Pisgah 7, Inca 4.
Pisgah Black Bears girls softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction.
So leading off here in the bottom of the sixth inning will be the power going through the heart of the order will be 4, 5, and 6. That's James, Matthews, and Tipton. I'd
like to add a couple more runs on. I'm not happy with 3.
Yeah, we would like a couple of hits so we could breathe a little bit.
So you can have that little easy.
But you know, when Irvin hit, when James hit the 3-run bomb to get him to 4-3, you could see the air go out of the sails of the Jets.
And it was all sparked by that defensive play by Micah James when she doubled up that girl at first base.
Then when Irvin hit her three-run bomb. Then what happened was is that you could see a complete, it just kind of like took it all out. Inca's now playing like they're going through the motions. They're not playing with that energy that he started off with the first part of the game. All right, Anderson's going to stay inside the circle for Jets.
Inca's good to rally because last night when they played T.C. Robertson had a 6-run rally in the fifth inning and took at six to six. They took a 7-6 lead, and then they came back in the bottom of the seventh, rallied with two runs. So this is not something that they're not, it's not something that this is new to them. They can rally.
Well, it's going to be James, Matthews, and Tipton. Anderson inside the circle. Here's our first pitch to James. Ball one. James has hit a three-run homer, walked, and struck out, so she's one for two in this game. Came in with a .555 batting average. Next pitch is just low, and says the home plate umpire Larry Williams, so it makes the count two balls, no strikes. 2-0 offering by Anderson. Ball low again, so it's 3-0.
Micah's being more patient with her bats. First couple bats, she's up to swinging at everything.
Matthews on deck, James in the box, Anderson inside the circle. For next pitch is a strike over the heart of the plate, 3-1. Outfield way back, deep for James. 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, a big cut by James, who's trying to take it to right field on that one. Makes the count full at 3-2. So Anderson fell behind 3-0 in the count to James, and then battles back, and here's her 3-2 pitch, and she loses her. So ball four, a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the sixth inning brings up Logan Matthews.
Which he's the only one that hit a home run today.
Matthews, who had two bombs on Monday, game against the East Henderson Eagles. It's 0 for 1 in this game with two walks.
So she's due one.
Matthews ready to go. Here's her pitch. Birthday girl takes a ball low. Folks, it's Mahala Irvin's and Logan Matthews' birthday today. Born on the same day, been buddies ever since. Next pitch is swung. No, she started to swing, held up, so it's called the ball, so it's 2-0. Anderson struggling and laboring inside the circle, now behind Logan Matthews, 2-0. Swung on and lifted down the right field line, and that's going to fall.
It fell.
Fair ball! So it fell in just a foot inside the line. So that is a pop-up blue single down the right field line for Matthews. And so now James is at second. Matthews is at first. And that's going to bring Michaela Tipton, who already has a double and scored a run. She's 1 for 3 in this game.
It acted, the left fielder out, or the right fielder acted like she was couldn't see the ball and thought it was going to go foul. And then she broke on it. It was too late.
All in the dirt. So it's one ball to Tip. Swung on and lined! And over the second to double up James, you couldn't do anything about that. Michaela Tipton hit a frozen rope to the third baseman.
Now batting number six, Kayla Hannah.
Which is Coley Trexler, who just again came up with a great play and then flipped over to second base to retire James, who was trying to scamper back to the bag so quickly with one swing of the bat. There's two outs here.
That's twice she's grabbed two like that.
That's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah. Pitches inside and high for a ball. Hannah has a single, a double, and struck out. She's 2 for 3 on the day. Her double nearly missed going out. Pitches way outside. 6 foot senior. Multi-talented, plays basketball, an outstanding volleyball player.
Had several scholarships offers to play volleyball.
Got one of those Ted Williams type swings. Pitches at the knees for a strike. Makes the count 2 balls, 2 strikes.
She's laughing about that one.
Or is it 2-1?
It's 2-1.
2-1. Ball in the dirt makes it 3-1. So Hannah will be locked and loaded on a fastball here. She can put a good swing on the ball, she's got enough to hit it out, pad this lead. Here's the pitch. Pitch just outside, loses her, so she walks Hannah. That's going to bring up Hannah Hudson.
Hannah Hudson.
I guess we can call them like the Hannah Club.
The M&M
Club. Now you got the Hannah Club. You got Caitlin Hannah and Hannah Hudson in the lineup. I think she's going to have to divide this up because this is going to screw me up. Change up over for a strike.
We got Brittany Troll coming up to bat next. She's on the mound.
Brittany Troll will be batting for Taylor Gallion if Hannah can extend this inning. There's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. This can lead 7-4. Swung on and blooped to left field. Could be. And that's a great no. It's a drop. She could not secure it. An excellent attempt by the shortstop, Brooke Adams. So that's going to be a single for Hannah Hudson and an RBI.
A smart running by Casey Brown. She was going all the way.
So now,
that's
going to bring Brittany Troll.
And she's a big hitter, too.
Troll batting 400 coming into this game, has two RBIs. She's got runners on first and second. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Swung on and missed. Big changeup. Nice pitch by Kylie Anderson, the winner of yesterday's game for Inca against T.C. Robertson. Another one, she reaches out and fouls it back against the screen. So two changeups by Anderson has got Troll in the hole, 0-2. Fiska leads now, 8-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
I feel better if I had a couple more runs.
Called strike three, fastball. So that's going to end the bottom of the sixth inning. Pisca picks up a run to extend their lead to 8-4. And so we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Pisca softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not another family vacation.
With our parents.
Yay, on Amtrak!
I can eat steak and potatoes in the dining car.
And I can stretch my legs out in the seat and plug in my computer.
They have the coolest views!
Shh! We can't let them know we love Amtrak, even though we really do.
Great food, amazing views. Just a few more reasons transportation beats transportation any day. For tickets, log on to Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries are a food with amazing antioxidant properties. But eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements that combines the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities and supports heart health, anti-aging, weight management, and more. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GM.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Pisgah leads 8-4. Two pitches already to the leadoff hitter here in the seventh, Kiara Porche. She has a 1-1 count. She fouled off the first pitch. Swings at the next pitch on a running slap attempt. Second pitch to her in this inning was a ball, so she has one ball, two strikes. Matthews will be facing 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup, top of the order here in the top of the seventh. Swung on and missed, struck her out. Irvin picks it up, throws the first in time to retire. tiara Porsche. So the first batter up strikes out swinging. That's going to bring up Kylie Anderson, who's now the pitcher in this game.
So Coach Crook is trying to get somebody on base so they can at least get the rally started, but that's why she's trying to get Porsche to bunt.
Inca has scored two in the first, two in the second, have held goose eggs ever since. Swung on and back to Matthews off her leg. That's going to hurt. And that's going to be an infield single. It went off her knee as she's trying to walk it off.
That's one tough kid there, though. It's going to take more than a ball off the knee to get this kid out of this game.
So that's going to bring the number three hitter, Sidney Davis, up.
Everybody for the chance, number seven, Sidney Davis.
So Anderson, a rocket off the knee of Matthews, and ricochets over to the first base line. Ball in the dirt. Inca has to get forward to extend this game. As they trail 8-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. Swung on and lifted to left field. Taylor Gallion's back, camps underneath it, hauls it in for the second out of this inning. So one more out to go. Pisco will move to 5-0.
And right behind her was the Gazelle, backing her up all the way from center.
That's two outs here in the top of the seventh, and that's going to bring the cleanup hitter, the catcher, Brenna West. Swung on and grounded to Micah James at first, short, flipped over to Sheridan Pusley, and that's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen, as Pisco rallies from a 4-0 deficit to win this game 8-4. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisco softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the ballpark as this game has been put into the books as Pisgah came out and rallied from a 4-0 deficit to win the game. They got three runs in the third, three runs in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and a run in the sixth. And that's how that score stood as the Black Bears moved to 5-0 with an 8-4 win over rival Inca.
That was a close game. I knew it was going to be tough. I told you it was going to be a tough one to start with. But that shows the character of this team here, coming from behind 4-0 with a four-run lead. And what they can do, they haven't been tested yet. This is the first true test this team has went through. And that's what they, you know, you want to go through some tough tests, and this is really good for them.
Well, the winning pitcher, again, for Pisgah is Logan Matthews. She moves to 4-0 on the season. She did give up four runs. They were all earned in the game. But her ERA will rise a little bit from the 0.0. You can't expect to be 0.00 all season.
But, you know, it was a good outing for her. She did struggle in the first, and it was tough. You know, it was tough for her, but she really come through with it. And right now we're going to do some interviews. We've got Irvin here. She was one of them that knocked three runs out today. Can you hear me good? You hit three runs out. The team was behind 4-0. And I know you went out a couple of times to settle your pitcher. And, by the way, happy birthday to both of you. And we've already said it several times today was your birthday. But how does it feel to beat Inca, knowing that last year you got injured on this game and that we were behind 4-0? How does it feel to you knock it out?
We went out last year and we lost to them first thing, and we came out here knowing that they wanted to beat us really bad considering that we won state. So it just feels good to come out here and to do what you wanted to do in the first place.
But Halo, what was it, you know, down 4-0, you guys didn't seem to panic. You didn't play well your first two innings, you know, but you just seemed to keep your guys' composure and just kept battling back. Was there any nervousness or tensions or anything like this being that was Inca?
I think the main thing was that us as a team, we're not really used to playing together that much. I mean, I know we have a lot of starters back, but two main positions were taken by younger players. And we just need to work on getting together as a team and to working together as a team. And we really just settled down and talked to each other in the dugout, and we got out there and we did what we were going to do.
Now we're going to give the microphone to the winning pitcher. Logan, today's your birthday. You struggled there first. You gave up four runs. I know you was trying as hard as you could. Would it have been possible that you were trying too hard?
Well, I mean, whenever we started out with that one error and then that one ball that should have been caught, that really flustered me because I hate errors. But, I mean, coming out at the beginning, I was very flustered.
We can tell your expression on your face. When your teammates got you that 4-3 runs there, did that seem to help you calm down a little bit?
Honestly, no, because the umpires were awful. We had really bad calling umpires, and they just made me mad the whole time. So I really didn't settle down until the end of the game when we won.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you.
Good win.
Thank you.
We got another big slugger here. To Micah James, you and Logan Matthew have started you and Mahala Irvin have started your battle again in the runs and home runs and how did it feel to give your team that lead on that big three home run blast there in center field?
It always feels great. I mean, I always have in my head what I can do and what I can do to help out my team and all. And it just feels great to do something like that to put us back in the game, only down one.
How important was this game to you?
Really important. Us and Inca, we've always been big rivals. And when we go to their place, it's always that way too, so we always want to come out with a big win.
Do you feel like more the bullseyes on your back this year than last year?
Definitely. I mean, everybody's going to want to beat us now, saying if we can beat the state champs, you know, we can compete with anybody, and that's how everybody's going to look at it. So everybody wants to come out and beat us. Anybody will say that.
Is it your birthday too? Okay. Well, you know, already you guys have, as Rhonda pointed out, you've got two bombs and eight RBIs. Irvin's got two bombs, seven RBIs. So here we go again. We're going to start this stuff again. But a great job out of you, out of your team, and you in particular. But it was a great win for you. You moved to 5-0.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be all for this broadcast as the Pisgah Black Bears do it again. They moved to 5-0. On the season, the number one ranked Pisgah Black Bears will play next Monday, hosting A.C. Reynolds. WPTL 920 AM will bring that game to you. First pitch is 4 o'clock. If you can listen on the radio, it's 920 AM on your radio dial. If you want to listen by computer, it's WPTLradio.net. So, folks, this is Chuck Fiebernitz with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Final score from the Pisgah Softball Complex. The Black Bears 8, the Jets 4. We'll see you Monday.